شيخنا المكرم حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اخرت صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ کا نعتیہ کلام پیش خدمت ہے، اور اس سے پہلے حضرت ہی کا ایک شعر ہمیشہ سنتے رہتے ہیں اور سناتے رہتے ہیں، اور اس کے اندر ہمارے لیے بڑا سبق ہے. شعر ہے: نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اور اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، اور کیوں تڑپتا ہے؟ ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں، ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں، اور جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں، جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں، اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں، اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں. آپ سبھی جھوم جائیں بھائی، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو. حضوری یعنی یا اللہ، جب آپ ہمیں روضہ اقدس پر پہنچا دیں، وہاں کی حضوری. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو تو کیا کریں گے؟ ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، اب نہ جانا ہو، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے یہ مانگیں دعائیں، چپ کے یہ مانگیں دعائیں. بصارت میں کچھ کمی آ گئی ہے، بصارت یعنی آنکھوں کی روشنی میں کچھ کمی آ گئی ہے، اس لیے مجھے ذرا یوں رکھنا پڑتا ہے. اور ہم سب آئے ہیں بصارت کی ترقی کے لیے، بصیرت کی ترقی کے لیے. اور دعا ہے، آپ لوگوں سے دعا کی درخواست ہے، جانا ہے کیتھولک آپ کے لیے. اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو بصارت اور بصیرت دونوں کی ترقی نصیب فرما دے. جب آ رہا تھا اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ دعا میرے دل میں ڈالی کہ اللہ میرے اس سفر کو بصیرت اور بصارت کی ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں، ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں، تیرے در پہ میرا سر ہو یا رب، تیرے در پہ میرا سر ہو یا رب، جا اسی طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، سارے عالم، سارے عالم کو مجنوں کیوں بنائیں گے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے، لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم، اللہم ارزقنا، اللہم ارزقنا بفضلہ ومنہ وکرمہ، لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم، جب اللہ کا قرب نصیب ہو جائے گا اور قرب کی لذت نصیب ہوگی تو ہوگا کیا، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، در بدر ڈھونڈ تا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Waqt اور مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. These are the عارفین, those who have recognized Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. That's why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That to get the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person just gets a glimpse of the recognition of Allah, then the eyes of the heart opens up. Then a person sees the different picture of the world. And beautifully Hazrat has taught us last night that this is this beautiful poem. Let us imagine that our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, in his majlis and our Sheikh's majlis here, that we are now on a journey towards Medina Sharif. And what should be our outlook? How should we be looking at this journey? And how should we be enjoying this journey? Otherwise, myself, all of us, we travel to Medina Sharif, we come back, we know about all the hotels, etc., we know about all everything else, but what we're supposed to get, we were void of that. So let us learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr Allah has brought us here and Allah open the eyes of our hearts and give us a glimpse of this reality. So Hazrat is saying, first of all, to reach there, this is not in any person's ability, It doesn't depend on your passport. It doesn't depend on the immigration officers, etc. What is the real thing that will take a person there? Hazrat is telling us, Rang laayegi kab meri aahe, phir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That a person during the course of the night and all the time cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah Rabbul Izzat, I also want to be present. Me, this useless soul who doesn't deserve to be on that beautiful, pure land of Madina Sharif. Oh Allah, please, I also want to be there. Now you crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now have ummid and hope that Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at who you are. Allah Ta'ala looks at your talab, your desire. That you are crying to Allah, now hope that when is my tears going to see color? That I'm also now on my journey to Madina Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala has made intizam for me that I am also now on this journey towards Madina Sharif. So Hazrat now is teaching us, if we can all just ponder and make muraqabah, that now we are on this journey to Madina Sharif, and what an honorable journey this is. Then a person will get connection directly with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from there a person will get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, now when you are on your journey to Madina Sharif, what extreme eagerness you should be going, reading durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh has taught us to read Suratul Kawthar as much as possible, which shows what a position Allah Ta'ala has given Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot imagine. So Hazrat says, now when you come to Madina Sharif, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salli ala joom jaye, when you have done the score, just done a little course of the marifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you just get a glimpse of the beautiful tomb under a tomb under which Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, then a person immediately says, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And what great enjoyment and feeling. And now your mind is totally turned away from everybody else. And you're realizing, I'm standing in front of my honorable master, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, you are overjoyed. On the other hand, you feel ashamed that me, not even connected properly to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet Allah Ta'ala has given me this honor to be here. We are, Hazrat further teaches us, jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unku afsanae gham sunaye. Now when you in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you talk your heart out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like you come to the majlis of your shaykh, you say, I want to tell my Hazrat today this, and I want to ask him this, and request this dua and that dua. So one is when a person is in the company of Madina, of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Rauza-e Pak, then we should think that we are directly in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And accordingly a person will benefit spiritually, and then we should ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be making dua for us. That dua for maghfirat, etc. Then Hazrat says, I will tell Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the tale of my grief, that Allah Ta'ala has brought me here, but oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't want to go back home. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps me here. Oh, make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives me this useless soul. Give me a place at least in Baqi, only through the karam and fazl of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for this, a person has to be treading on the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that footsteps. And for that, we need the guidance of our mashayikh, our shuyukh. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to learn how to be connected to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the tale that I will ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this grief in my heart, that abna jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. That silently we will say, oh, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please make dua for me also. That I don't want to go back home. But as our pious servants teaches us, that a person loves to live in Madina Sharif, but on the other hand, how lot ihtiram, how lot adab a person needs. That our pious elders, if we hear how they stayed in Madina Sharif, Allahu Akbar, such a personality as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi never relieve himself for how many days, and useless people like myself don't know what is the honor of that place. And then Hazrat teaches us that our pious servants, they want to stay in Medina Sharif, but they say, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua, Allah ta'ala takes us back to spread your deen throughout the world. And when it is time now to leave the world, then Allah ta'ala gives us a place in Baqi, inshaAllah. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam pe ye mange duaye. Now Hazrat teaches us, you have come to the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. You ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for forgiveness. Now Allah Ta'ala is taking us to the darbar of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to Kaaba Sharif. Now you're on your way from Makkah Sharif. Now you are from Medina Sharif. You're on your way to Makkah Sharif. Now where you lies, now you're going in that direction. You have put on your ihram now, and you are leaving Medina Sharif. On the one hand, your heart is tremoring that I don't want to leave the city of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, you feel enjoyment also that I'm going into the darbar of Allah. I'm going to Kaaba Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala's special mercy is descending and the markaz of hidayat. And when we come to Kaaba Sharif, Hazrat teaches us, now be totally focused. In other words, spend as much as time as we can, maximum time in the Haram Sharif. And now in the Haram Sharif, when you have made your tawaf, etc., then you get the opportunity of du'as. And then that opportunity that you write as multazam, where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam have put their hearts there. They lifted their hands, in other words, surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally. And what they had, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat teaches us, and this is the arifin, they teach us how to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We will make long, long duas, but everything besides what we're supposed to ask. And Hazrat teaches us in two simple words, the shortest dua, but you have asked for everything. That, Ya Allah, you have brought me to multazam, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Oh Allah, I am the most useless servant of yours, but out of your kindness, oh Allah, make me yours. This is why, if you ask this, you have asked everything. If you have become Allah's, agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Asma mera, zami meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. You ask for the whole world, but you didn't ask for Allah, you have asked for nothing. And if you ask for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah makes us His, then Allahu Akbar. Then you have got everything. So this is the most important thing, that we get this real connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is it that Allah makes us His? As we will learn in front, Hazrat teaches us that a person becomes the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time be conscious and worried that my beloved Allah must not be upset with me for a moment. Tere dar pe par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. That how do I know that Allah Ta'ala has made me His? That, oh Allah, my at your threshold, my head should be bowed down. In other words, all the time in your obedience, oh Allah. As our Dada Shaykh teaches us in another beautiful poem, Jis fida mein bhi rahu, jahan mein bhi rahu, hamesha mera taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paband rahe. That now wherever I travel, I can be traveling in the first class plane also, alone, nobody, but Allah must be with me. I must have my taqwa with me all the time. And how can the taqwa be intact? It has to be according to the sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, I should pass my life in this way, that all the time I love in your obedience. And as our kabirin and our elders have taught us, that then a person will have hope and making dua, that Ya Allah, qabile rashk maut az nasib farma. That, oh Allah, give me a maut that is worth being envious. And we see our pious servants, how Allah Ta'ala has taken them with great honor, because they loved in that way. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we even follow in that footsteps. We are far from that. But at least we try with our weak footsteps, that Allah brings us here for that reality. that we try and love according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't get overtaken with the flow of the times, and become unmindful that now it is this type of fashion, etc. Let the world say what they want to, you can be backward. Let them call you and label you what they want to, terrorists or whatever. But I give my life to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah must be happy. And Hazrat says to give your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's no big deal for that, because dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat. Jitne alam hai tush par luta hai. Allahu Akbar. Look at what great recognition and what the marifat Hazrat is teaching us. That you say, oh Allah, I give my life to you all the time, my head at your threshold. In this way I should be spending my life. As we learned, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat taught us that one lady in the ummah of the Bani Israel, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah, when she heard of the what is the position of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she said, if I was in that ummah, whole life I'll spend in one sajda making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where we, myself, Allahu Akbar, how much shukr do we make? That daily we should be getting up and making shukr. Oh Allah, you raised me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what is the shukr? Now I make a firm intention to follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat is saying that, oh Allah, what is it that I give my life to you? What is the real reality and value of both the world compared to the Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat? This world in reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, it's not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. And the Akhirah Jannat, saro anko pe, we accept it's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But can Jannat ever be compared to the Creator of Jannat? Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to give your life to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat says that what is my one life? Both the worlds if I have to sacrifice, it is nothing for you, O Allah. And that just that you make me yours, this is my main object and purpose of life. Tere darde muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. Now on the strip of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does a person have to achieve? From the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have learned that how to become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed has penetrated the heart. The love of Allah ta'ala has penetrated the heart so much. Now Allahu Akbar. Now you go around the world that's spreading this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you take out the world of the madness of this world and all the artificial entertainments, and you really make them mad in the love of Allah. This is true madness that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that people call you mad. And this is real madness, that we should become madly in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And not that we are mad today, Allah Ta'ala save us. As our Shaykh teaches us, sport is no more an entertainment. It's no more just whatever people might think. It has become a god today. Yes. And the world has been, people, we are mad in this world. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Amen. Outwardly also we might be thinking that, no, I perform my salah, etc. But I still want to know the scores. I still want to know the politics, etc. When a person is madly in love with Allah, the world doesn't matter to him. As Hazrat further explains here, that sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. And now the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Hazrat says that how we should become mad, sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula tere geet gaaye. That, oh Allah, we become myself and we make the whole world madly in love with you, and we sing only your songs. In other words, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat teaches us in a beautiful other poem, that we eat the food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we play the tunes of shaitan. What disloyalty can this be? We should realize we are existing every moment out of the mercy of Allah. So we should be only playing the tune of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, every moment a person is worried, am I loving in the obedience of Allah? For example, myself today, I should just ponder and think, that till now, did I ever think, Ya Allah, are you happy with me? Oh Allah, let me live such a life that you are extremely happy with me. Let me read such a namaz that you are extremely happy with me. And give me tawfiq to make an effort in that line. And that is why Allah Ta'ala brings us here, that we should be having this consciousness. And Hazrat says that now we see the friends of Allah, they cannot contain the love of Allah, they want to spread it throughout the world. And how Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left no stone unturned in spreading this love of Allah. And in turn, this came down in the legacy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the friends of Allah, not like us today, we think people are traveling. I also wish I can travel from here to there. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem that those people who travel with no real maqsad, no object, just to travel here, like the kuffar, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Don't put yourself in deception. You see this person, now he's in America, now he's in Germany, now he's in here. And you think, I wish I can also travel to the World Cup and this. Hazrat says that this is all Allah Ta'ala is saying, deception. And in fact, where they are traveling to? The Ma'awam Jahannam, towards the fire of Jahannam. And the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they travel in the world to take away people from this deception and bring them on the path of Jannat. The love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that, O Allah, we want to travel throughout the world and let people hear and let people know what is your true love. And as our Hazrat has taught us, our Dara Shaykh and our Shaykh, when they, Hazrat taught the world what is true love. And that is why many people used to say, Buzurgs used to say, if you want to see love, the embodiment of the love of Allah, you could have saw it in Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat just used to talk of the love of Allah Ta'ala all the time, like our Honorable Yasir Sheikh. So we have to learn how to learn this love of Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala to use us to spread this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala throughout the world. And we see the friends of Allah in their old age, which is a clear sign that they're not traveling for entertainment, they're not traveling for any pleasure, etc. In that age to travel, how difficult it is. But in their old age, on wheelchairs, etc., traveling through the world, that the world becomes alert. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, towards his final life, when he came to South Africa also, his object was that how many zikr halqas will be started in the masajid. And we see the barakat of that travel. Today we see the khankas are at least coming alive to a very less degree, but the barakat of the travels of our pious elders. Further Hazrat says, lazzati qurb paakar teri hum lazzati do jaha bhool jaye. And then when a person gets just an iota of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as a pious person says, apne qurb ka maza chaka le, phir kabhi ranj duri mein na kar mubtala. That, oh Allah, just give me a taste of your closeness. Just a drop of your closeness, your close proximity. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, when we get this closeness of yours, then both the worlds will forget. This world, obviously, you won't even worry about it. But Jannat also, the real enjoyment, why the pious servants want to enter Jannat, that is the place where they will get the majlis of Allah. And when a person gets the majlis of Allah, then all the enjoyments of Jannat also becomes cold. So Allah Ta'ala give us this, as Hazrat taught us, Hazrat Qari Sahib mentioned in the beginning, the beautiful poem of our Hazrat, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe Jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu Sek Milati Sunnat ki raaste. If we follow our pious elders, we will learn how to follow the Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We'll get the connection of Allah in this world. And then you'll see you will be disinclined from this world already. Not that you'll even travel in the best car or whatever, but that won't really affect your heart. That is just, Allah has given you this means, you'll make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And finally, Hazrat mentions here, dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle dard muhabbat ko paaye. Then the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat is saying, that they go from this place, that place, and they want this majlis. Why are they looking for people who have got those hearts who can take the capacity of the love of Allah? Like a birds of the feather flock together. So the friends of Allah also, they enjoy those majalis where we learn of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, people who don't have an understanding of this, they say, what is this majlis now? Every time majlis. But just get that drop of the love of Allah. You only want to stay in the company of the lovers of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami. Thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan. على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting proper, we forget many times, but as per the command of our most honorable and great Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, gave us such an important instruction that always make muzakara of one sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sunnat really are the life wire of this ummah. And in order to gain closeness to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, in order to make our islah, that is the one part, the first part, the second part, to gain nisbat, ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala, sunnah, the way of sunnah is one of the most effective ways. For Allah ta'ala himself declares, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, your claim is you want Allah, nisbat with Allah ta'ala. You want connection with Allah. Or you feel you've got it. The proof of what is it? فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow in my way, the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukumullah. Allah has promised that He will love you. And once a person gets the love of Allah Ta'ala, as Maulana Abdul Rahman explained, that if a person has asked Allah Ta'ala everything, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, but he did not ask Allah of Allah, that I want you, O Allah. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں so that we, Allah Ta'ala bless us with that that we ask of Allah for Allah if we have got ایک تو میرا تو ہر شئی میری زمین میری آسمان میرا ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شئی نہیں میری Once we get Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and for that first is the cleansing of the heart. So what we call the purification of the soul, islah of the nafs. Once that takes place, automatically Allah comes in that heart. Then you don't even have to invite Allah. Once the heart is clean, as our elders have explained so beautifully, that a glass, if you want to put water in there, You clean it first, even just ordinary tap water you want to put. So the heart in which you want Allah to come, first that heart has to be cleansed. When the heart is cleansed, then Allah Ta'ala automatically comes into that heart. So the value of sunnah, we cannot explain it enough. We cannot imagine how great it is. It is extremely, extremely important. May Allah give us tawfiq. As Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. It is the easiest way. Anything we want to do, really, the sunnat way is the easiest way of doing it. A nikah we want to make. The sunnat way is so easy. We have amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, those occasions of nikah, when they went and proposed, they accepted and they made the nikah there. No hiring of a hall, no all the preparing of trousseaus, no anything else. Just there and there, nikah is made. So simple it is. And then again, in that simplicity, Allah has kept all the goodness. Inna a'azam al-nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The nikah that has got the greatest barakat is the one that was done in the most simple, easy way, most least expenses, everything, the least effort. That nikah has got the greatest barakat. And we see in the annals of history that all those nikahs that were made in that way, what great barakat they had. So Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding. Ke sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. A person wants to do something, what can be a way more better than the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And especially in the eyes of a mu'min, in the eyes of a person who wants to feel that I'm an ashiq of the Rasul. If my Rasul's way is not the best way, then in my eyes, then where am I? So it is the most beautiful way. And may Allah put that in our heart, that sunnah tariqah is the most beautiful. And so much it comes in our heart that it spurs us on in everything, whether it be our dressing, our eating, whether it be anything that we do, everything, leaving the house, entering the house, entering the toilet, leaving the toilet, everything. And may Allah also bless us with that, which is also a great thing, that it comes at my heart at that time, this is the sunnah of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That if it comes, that is even more greater, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi has explained. If we just do it automatically, sunnat way, also alhamdulillah. But if we do it and that just the thought comes, just a flying thought, that this is my Nabi sunnat and I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah, this makes it much, much more valuable by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa. It is the most perfect way of doing anything. And everything that we do, we like to do it perfectly. Like to do it exactly as it is supposed to be done. The way to do that is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala for that give us the love of every sunnah. Perhaps we're not practicing whatever our laziness or whatever, but the love Allah put it in our heart. That there is nothing that can come anywhere near than the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that becomes like the mission of my life, that I must may love my life like on the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to gain the knowledge of the sunnah. That in itself is a very great ibadah. Knowledge of deen is a very, very great ibadah. And as our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, jazawmullah khair, has explained, that even that knowledge that we don't practice upon, like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, if you learn something and you practice on it or you don't practice on it, but that one masala is so valuable. For example, what does this mean? A person is becoming an alim, for example, or we, anyone. And also one other interesting point ulama have explained, that usually when we speak of the virtues of knowledge, we refer it to the ulama, person who is becoming an alim in a darul ulum. They explain, and in fact the basis of this, of the virtues of this hadith is, that when one sahabi traveled, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a long distance, and he traveled there just to gain the knowledge of this one hadith. On that it was said, that if person who goes out to seek knowledge, then the malaika spread their wings in honor for that person. All the fish and birds, etc., make dua for him. So at any time, keep this also in our mind, that whenever we go and ask one masala of an alim, Or we open a kitab to check up a masala. That one point, that knowledge, just for one person. You're not in a darul ulum. You're a businessman. You're a housewife. Whatever it might be. But you inquired of one masala. And women also usually inquire. Let us understand, when you ask this one masala, it is more, the virtues are so great for that person who just goes out to even learn one masala. Then what to say of the student of deen, who is spending 6 years, 8 years, 10 years to acquire knowledge all the time. When he sits in his dars, then he's learning 10 masalas, 20 masalas. So there will be many masail which are not directed to us. Like you are learning, and you are learning in fiqh, you are learning the hadith, the ayat, about taking a loan, paying a loan, how it should be done. Perhaps in your whole life you won't take a loan from somebody. Perhaps in your whole life you won't give a loan, but you learn that masala, that knowledge, though you're not going to practice, it's better than lots of ibadat that a person does. So Allah Ta'ala give us to learn the sunnahs of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is something very, very great also. Any matter of deen that we learn, even the fadail, even the masail, any matter of deen, the virtues are very, very great. Ulama also have stated that the virtues of acquiring ilm is more than the virtues of ibadat. For example, a person, a student, which commonly our ulama say, they must engage themselves fully in acquiring knowledge. And while they are in their student days, they mustn't be making lot of nafal, namaz, etc. They must just be acquiring knowledge. Of course, the basics are there. The farz, that is farz, farz-e-ayn. To acquire knowledge, detailed knowledge, is not farz-e-ayn. To acquire knowledge which pertains to a person and his life, that is for the aim to acquire that knowledge. So, to acquire, a person is making ibadat, and he does his faraz, which is faraz, sunnat mu'akkada, and wajibat. All that he does. And besides that, he is engaging more in acquiring knowledge that is more virtuous than a person who is carrying on with more nafal ibadat. Awwabin, and just reading nafal namaz, very good, but the knowledge of ibadat is, of ilm, is much, much more greater. For example, a person is an ustad in a madrasa, and he does his basics of ibadat, and balance of the time is making mutala, balance of the time is teaching students. That is much more superior than a person who is more engaged in ibadat. Ibadat is also very great, and maqsood also, but ilm is a very, very great thing. So that Allah Ta'ala puts in us the love of the sunnah, and then the love, the desire, and the burning desire to gain the knowledge of sunnah also. And then thirdly, of course, to practice the sunnah. Allah give us the tawfiq to practice upon the sunnahs also, and whatever obstacles there may be. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, most probably it was the first time he went to Hazrat in Saharanpur, and when he sat in the majlis of Hazrat, then it came in his heart, but Hazrat is not wearing an amama, which is sunnah also. And so he felt a bit, a question came in his heart, that Hazrat is not wearing amama. Just then Hazrat spoke that my whole life I was wearing amama. But now so much of heat in my head that even to keep my topi on my head has become difficult. That when it is not or like official time, not in front of people, I put my topi also down. So there are obstacles also. For many other things also there may be obstacles, that Allah even remove those obstacles. And Allah make it possible that we practice upon the sunnah. And another very great thing, to propagate the sunnah. And in various ways, and mashallah, there are a lot of people who are doing this in their various ways. Wherever they can, they mention the sunnah also. They teach them to their friends, etc. In jamaat we go, we learn sunnahs, we teach sunnahs, how many sunnahs we learn. And then, besides that, there are people like they prepared cards, like in the houses, before entering the toilet, read this dua. Before leaving the home, read this dua. Eating time, these are the duas. Before eating, during eating, after eating, etc. Lot of people in their various ways they are doing. Many are sending messages also of the sunnah. May Allah accept all that. And of course, all this is, we must check ourselves. Many times we print cards. We printed 1,000 cards. 10,000 cards. But I myself am not reading it. So I have to be reading it. On the wuzu khanas, Allah reward all those people who have those du'as, and they are printed there, the du'as of the, when making wuzu, the sunnah du'as. MashaAllah, so good. But it is not for the wall. It is for us to read. It must not happen we see it and still we don't read it also. Or that I prepared it. I prepared everything. I reprinted, I redistributed, but I just see it and I'm not reading it. So Allah give us tawfiq for that. So sunnahs are very, very valuable. One great sunnah which is related to our present times, very close now, which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah in his time says, from the sunnahs which are generally left out by people. People don't consider it. That is, in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, from the time the moon is sighted until our qurbani is made, that we should not pay our nails, cut our nails, we should not remove any unwanted hair of the body, etc. And so that is also a sunnah. And we do it also to gain the knowledge, to spread the knowledge, to practice upon it, and to love it also. Though during that time, there are many people, their nails just a little bit, they grow a bit more, you can't tolerate it. But now for 9-10 days, your nails are going to grow. But to love it, and when you see it, there is the sunnah of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you love that sunnah. So Allah give us tawfiq of that. That during the 10 days, it's not farad, but it is a sign of the love of Allah's Rasul and the love of sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of following every sunnah and to bring it into our lives and to love the sunnah. Even if we can't practice it, but to love it and cherish it. May Allah give us tawfiq. This period that we are going through, and in fact, our whole deen, firstly, our whole life, Allah, which He has given us, is so valuable. And our whole life, every moment of our lives are extremely valuable. May Allah put in my heart, everyone's heart, the value of one second. That we don't waste our time at all. For that, Allah Ta'ala Himself, Allah the greatest. And Allah takes qasam in the Quran Sharif of time, wal asr. And the subject matter which follows is also extremely great and valuable. But yeah, there Allah Ta'ala, that your life, if you don't want it to be in khusran, you don't want it to be in a loss. Nobody wants to suffer a loss. And everyone, whatever we do, we want profit. We want it to be beneficial. And our lives, that also has to be profitable. It must not be in a loss. So Allah Ta'ala takes very, very appropriately the qasam of time there. That those who value time, their lives won't be in a loss. And those who don't value time, then your life will be in a loss. Like whatever we do, you need some machinery to do your business, you need capital to do your business, there may be certain aspects which are more important than the others. The one that is the most important, that you have to be very careful, that you don't lose out in that. So in this whole machinery of our lives to be successful forever in the akhirah is the value of time. That we learn to value time. Every moment, today unfortunately our whole environment is such, from all sides we are bombarded, that we just waste time. We are proud to say we are passing time. For example, you phone somebody phones you, what are you doing, casual talk, and that also, Allahu Akbar. For us, that casual talk is quite in order. And if somebody says, no, don't even, that casual, only what is left, it doesn't make sense today. But the Buzurgan-e-Deen, those who had realized that one word also they didn't want to speak, which was, today we have to think also in our circles, if today we don't speak, then that person becomes, is a mental case perhaps. What's wrong with that person? But really, for the Buzurgan-e-Deen, it was a complete, to those who realized the value of time. That even simple questions like a janaza is going, whose janaza is this? That was also too much. That was also a waste of words and waste of time. That the Buzurg, to correct him, told him, it is your janaza. And if you don't like that answer, it's my janaza. What he meant, this is not a time for you to talk about this. That, yeah, a janaza is going in the qabr. The munkar nakir, questions and answers there are going to be taken. Such a vibe, there is a time to make dua for that. And at the same time, if we have to consider also, we attend janazas also, how much duas do we make? In fact, so much so, one Darul Iftah, a question came that how is it to smoke in the qabristan? That a person to this extent, this ghaflat of ours, that we are just casual, we are even now smoking, a person has to ask a question. Is it like permissible to smoke in the qabristan? And we know that smoking goes with its lawazimat, with all the things that go with smoking. Now to talk, to joke, to everything else. And in the qabristan, where you see the qubur, where you know this person here who is buried, what a mansion he owned. What a business he owned. Not business, how many businesses. Today he's lying all alone there. And it's just him and his qabr. And what the life there is. So to have, be conscious of these things. As a person becomes more conscious, then you'll find his speech becomes less also. And he will only talk what is necessary. And all the time worried about what is going to happen in the akhirat. So time is a great, great commodity Allah has given us. Allah make us to appreciate the value of time, every moment of time. One Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great Sheikh and student, Sheikh Muhammad Awama, hafizahullah. We all should make dua. He just went for a bypass and operation, etc. We make dua for all the ulama, all the Muslims of the world. Allah grant goodness to everyone. And we try and make a feature in our time. Our dua time, try and allocate a time in which we make dua for all the Muslims. Their health, those people who are having financial problems, difficulties, some arguments, fights, common things which they are, we make dua. Muslims who are in difficulty, whether it be in Syria, what things they are going through. At that point, at the moment again, the bombing is taking place in the place of Idlib. Yeah. Idlib. And there are so many women and children who are forced to leave their homes and they are going in the desert. And in the desert they are going where there isn't a tree, not a shrub, where they can take any little shelter from. And the temperatures are 45, 50 degrees. So there are people who are working in that direction to relieve them. If we can, let us take part in that. For example, they are calling that they want to put up tents there. And one tent is about 5,000 rand. If we can, part of it also, or if we are in that position to pay for more of them, let us try and do these things also. But anyway, make at least dua we should make. Dua won't cost us anything, just that little time. And in the barakat of that dua, Allah will grant so much of goodness to us. So let us make that little time where we make dua, generally for the whole ummah. The Muslim, the Rohingya Muslims, and all refugees, whether past or present, refugees of war, they are in a very, very pitiable condition. Just very briefly, one child, for example, he had 5, 6 siblings, brothers, sisters. That child now doesn't know where they are, whether they are living or whether they are dead. He doesn't know about his parents, who they are, where they are now. What's happening to them? We can't imagine this situation. And Allah protect us. We'll make dua for them. In the barakat of the dua, Allah will help us. And also at the same time we should see the Qudrat of Allah. That these people whom Allah wants to, they excel in life again. Though they were at all odds. And from there we should take inspiration. That people who had so many odds against them, but they also made it a mark in their life and they also became greatly successful. So anyway, du'as, we allocate time for du'as. If the best will be tahajjud time. The time between, just before Maghrib, whatever amount of time we can give. The time between Adhan and Iqamah, that time also du'as are readily accepted. Otherwise, generally, any time, Allah's doors are 24 hours open. And they are, Allah accepts du'as. And Allah has commanded us, not allowed us, commanded us we must ask Him. And Allah, more than that, He becomes angry if we don't ask of Him. Here in this world, no matter it can be your what beloved, a person who can write poetry and poetry that I love you, I sacrifice my life for you. But you ask him 1, 2, 5, 6 times, then how much is that? But Allah, the more you ask him, the more he becomes happy. And if you don't ask him, he becomes angry on you. So Allah, which Allah? Who is our Allah? Allah, give us marifat of Allah. Allah is that kind being who has commanded us that you must ask me. And when you ask me, I will definitely give you. Yeah, we will repeat again and to understand that when Allah accepts, Allah says, Ud'uni, ask me. Astajib lakum. Immediately I accept and I will give you. And Allah gives also. But the form of giving, that is also Allah's rahmat. That Allah doesn't just give us what we ask. Many a person will ask for good health. He's a sickly person and it appears on superficial basis. Nothing very good you're asking for. But Allah knows when he gets good health, he's going to go into guna. He's going to use his good health to do wrong. So Allah doesn't give you good health. Allah gives you something else. We don't understand it. That we just want for my daughter, for my son, this family member, that one has got this health problem, that health problem. A person is bedridden. Many times it's better. But our vision is very narrow. And we can't see everything. Allah, who is alimul ghaib wa shahada, Allah sees everything. So this little difficulty here, for example, we punish our child for having done something wrong. Now for that little while the child is being punished, we know that hopefully in our treatment it's going to be good for his life. Now we are giving him this difficulty, but him in all probability, he feels, what a musibat I am in. But really that musibat looks like a musibat, but it's actually a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. For life is going to be cured. We go for an operation, it costs us so much. And it is, our body is cut, we're going through pain, difficult, a lot of problems. But hopefully, we hope that is now for that period we're going through. But eventually, it's going to give us for life. It's going to do so much of good. So Allah. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains a person who is a beggar, for example. And a little child, for example, who is begging, he only knows the value of coins. And small coins also. Perhaps just like a 50 cent. 20 cent, 10 cent, he knows that value. He doesn't know the value of a rand, 2 rand, 5 rand. And he has got no idea of the value of a 10 rand note, 20 rand note. Now somebody gives him a 50 rand, who only knows the value of 50 cents, who only knows the value of 20, he'll perhaps throw away that 50 rand, 100 rand, 200 rand. That this is paper, I want this coin, that has got value. So like that, we might think there isn't anybody so stupid. But when we think of it, what Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, we make dua for the good health of a person. We make dua this problem of mine, that difficulty of mine. In return, Allah gave us tawfiq of 2 rakats of namaz. Now, that 2 rakats of namaz is so valuable. But in our eyes, unfortunately, just like that little child, that 50 rand, 200 rand got no value. That 2 rakats of namaz, we'll say, what is this 2 rakats namaz? That if I got good health in return, if my financial problems got solved in return, if this happened in return, then my du'as are accepted. But Allah gave you something so much more superior, but our vision is very limited. Also, in this regard, there are those things that we see the conditions just limited in our worldly life. But beyond that, immediately, as soon as your life is ended, because of the difficulties, Allah has given you such a high stage. But our eyes, a mu'min's eyes are supposed to be there. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Mu'min's quality is, he doesn't look only at this dunya's life. And we also, anyone, generally we make dua, long life. Sometimes we add that with afiyat. But really, what is a long life? And alhamdulillah, what afiyat Allah granted. But a life is valuable when it is for the pleasure of Allah. In the effort of deen, preparation of akhirah. That is a valuable life. Whether it's Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, 44 years he passed away. And the work he had done, how Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi was probably 39 years old. Maulana Yusuf Kandelwi rahmatullah alayhi, 49 years old. But what work they had done. So long life is not, but what you do in your life. That is important. Today we just want a long life. A poor person maybe just, he's happy also. Now I've reached 80, now I've reached 90. And the person is bedridden also. And perhaps he's not doing anything for deen also. And Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah save us of those conditions when we cannot do anything. But in that conditions, at least du'as we can still be making. For the ummah, for our akhirah. So Allah tabarak, so time is a very, very valuable commodity. Allah may give us qadr. And then there are specific times that Allah ta'ala has referred to. Wal fajr, the time of fajr, is a very great and blessed time. Ulama have given that, like the darkness of the night that overcame everything. And darkness, Allah save us, darkness in our lives. Darkness in our matters, for example, when there is just load shedding, we know we have got problems. There is no power, there is no light, etc. Darkness. And when the time of Fajr comes and now the light, the darkness in the world that has overtaken the world, so much so that people regard it as their honor to worship idols, to worship stones which they carved out with their own hands. And when the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, that light came in the world that was going to reach the time of 11, 12 o'clock, when the sun shines the brightest and all that light. So the time of Fajr is a very valuable time. So Allah has shown that certain times have got great, great value. And then, walayalin ashr, the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Those are days which are coming now. And our object of coming here, gathering and talking, is to make all our time valuable. Like we try to speak about all the various occasions, from Shaban to Rajab to Shaban, Ramadan, what a period. After that Shawwal came, the season of Hajj has come now. And now the months are the sacred months. Ashhure Hurum, the sacred month, in which these months, today is already the fourth of Zulqaada. And this month, now what we are in, has already, the value of ibadat is increased tremendously by Allah Ta'ala. The value and the rewards of ibadat, and the sin of sinning, is also more. We should try and abstain completely. And of all types of sins also, unmindfulness, ghaflat, wasting our time, passing our time. As is common today, the enemy, Shaitan, is working our arch enemy. We find that all the various types of sports that has come now, and all the cup matches, etc., and how much of importance is placed on that. And unfortunately, we also get involved. And as somebody said, if not, all that is gone out of my life. But still, I just want to know the scores. Not even the scores, not even that we are aware that these things are taking place. All this is all distraction. And all the games on the computers also, and not only for children, today we many grown-up people, our time is just going or playing games on the computers. An aeroplane journey, we'll find many people, they are busy with the games all the time, to pass their time. Really, if a person sees he hasn't got one moment's time to pass, to just spare and pass. If a person just takes a breather also, Ramadan is busy. But in that time, our Buzurgani Deen, when they're not busy with their heavy ibadat, Tasbihat, Subhanallah, 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 or Durood Sharif, this is their light, just this is now how they are making their time valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq that we don't waste our time. So these 10 days which are coming are extremely valuable. So valuable that each day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. Allah give us tawfiq that easily in this, which refer to 10 days, but referring to the 9 days, that these 9 days we can get the ibadat of 9 years ibadat of roza. So if a person thinks, I'm so weak, for me to keep rozas are difficult. So I'll just keep this 9 and I'll get 9 years roza sawab. Who's going to keep rozas for 9 years? But here there is the opportunity. And then the 9th roza, with the sawab, 1 year's gunas are forgiven. Your past and your future sins are forgiven. Now unfortunately, we talk also, we listen also, very sursari, very lightly, that it's forgiven. It's alright, it's not a big deal. Allah has forgiven the guna. But if you, one person who has had big financial problems, he came to me so happy, the person he had the problem, he forgave me. All that matters of mine, he forgave me. What a relief, Allah forgives you. And the ulama say it's minor sins, it's in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But even minor sins, or our minor sins, our big sins are so many. And our ibadat is so much in sins also. And here is the opportunity where Allah just forgives a whole year. If every year we keep that roza of the 9th, and so many other occasions where sins are forgiven. This is also the great, great benevolence of Allah Ta'ala. On the tongue of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we can get our matters sorted out with Allah Ta'ala. The ibadat of each night is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. This is again nothing to be taken lightly. And to make ibadat the whole night, we know it's not easy for us. But those people again who have that conviction, Allah give us part of it. And in fact, when we ask Allah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Mango Allah se Badshahat. Ask Allah Ta'ala for to be a king, the highest. Or Razi Raho Fakiri par. And Allah keeps you a pauper. Allah, you made me like that. I'm happy to be like that. But target the highest. And be happy with Allah with the lowest also. Mango biryani. Or Razi Raho Dal Roti par. Ask Allah for biryani for the best meal. The best, ask Allah. But what you get? Alhamdulillah. Allah, I'm not even worthy of this. This is stale food also, some dish also, whatever. I'm not even worthy of this. You gave it to me. But ask Allah, Hadith Sharif, when you ask Allah of Jannat, ask Firdaus. And if you go and think, where am I? Lastu lil Firdaus ahlan. I'm not fit for Firdaus at all. Where is Firdaus? Where is Jannat? I'm not fit. But ask Allah for the highest and be satisfied with whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us. In this way, a person will have combined what, how our buzurgs have put the whole matters of deen in one small capsule. Smaller than a capsule also, that you ask for the highest in your endeavor. You target the highest and you are satisfied with Allah, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us. May Allah give. So these nights are so valuable also. Then during the days, how to make those days valuable? What the value of it? The best dua the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam read was the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Again, yeah, unfortunately, perhaps all of us, we don't take this as a valuable ibadat. But these words, they are so great, so great. They're as far as the command of Allah, how great is that? Then it is the ibadat is a command to make zikr. And also at this point, let us understand that it comes in the hadith, a person who remembers me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr, I will suffice him for the other time. Great virtues are mentioned. This little while, just little bit, the Tasbihate Fatmi, which we read after Fajr. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. After Asr, just that so much also Allah will be satisfied with you, will see to your needs. So, and how long does it take? But if we take it that this is the command of Allah, Allah, you commanded me. And it is a ibadah. And the ibadat also, Allahu Akbar, from where we can gauge also all ibadat, what value it has got. This ibadat, it fills the place between the earth and the skies with the sawab. How lot sawab? It fills the scale of the or the pen of the scales of the day of Qiyamah. So much sawab it has got, it will make it go right down. And these simple words, and also make shukr, Allah has made it easy on our tongue to read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and may Allah, the food of the people of Jannat is Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, may Allah make it our food also. Hazrat Mahashah Abdul Rahim Sahib, Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, when his attendants, his khadims used to say, Hazrat, eat something. Ramzan used to eat nothing, day or night. He should say, Subhanallah, I'm getting the taste of the food of Jannah. May Allah make some idea at least we get of that. So to this tasbihat during these 10 days, they are also so great and so valuable. So the days are valuable, the nights are valuable, what we have to fill it in. And this tasbihat at the same time, they are the tasbihat fatimi. How value and on what occasion. So it will give us physical strength also. Man also, we won't have to need all today. Lot of other things we have to do, therapies, etc., to get some strength in our body. But really, the zikr of Allah. And this is such a zikr, the whole ummah has been given permission. There are other azkar which the Shaykh will give, and then we must do it according to the prescription how the Shaykh has told us. But these are azkar over the counter for everyone, the whole ummah. And they are extremely valuable also. So we read these, so it will give us strength also. For each word, a tree is planted in Jannah. For us to plant one tree, yeah, it's not easy. There are a lot of things that are connected with it. But to plant one tree of Jannah and 100 trees, and how beautiful some people interpret it. One friend of ours told us that somebody came to him after Zuhr Namaz one day. He needed to speak to him, so he made a sign, just hold on. So after a little while, three, half a minute or so, then he spoke. So he told him, make me maaf, excuse me, but I was just planting my 100 trees in Jannah. Hey, what a good interpretation. That I was busy now in my work, I was planting my 100 trees, now I'm finished planting. Now I can speak to you. So Allah give us tawfiq of these great, great ni'mat. And these are the days, our whole life. And this period which we are in, and the period which we are coming into, these are those great, great things. And then again, with regard to these great and honorable gunas, we must also save ourselves. Gunas, our worst enemies. Then, during the days, this is the mawsim of Hajj. And as the Ash'ar also we heard, and may Allah make it that our hearts are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. If not all the time, but at least occasion, at least now while we are talking, that is not just we talking, but our hearts are still not there. As one good interpretation, as though we are going on the journey now. When we hear the Ash'ar also, we are now in Medina Sharif, we are now in Makkah Sharif. And the Ash'ar of our Shaykh, we are there with our Shaykh. To go on our own, Alhamdulillah, but to be there with our Shaykh. And then again, our Shaykh is not only engaged in his own ibadah, but is more worried of his murids also, and is explaining to them also. Which beautiful example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave, that aeroplane that just flies all the time. It's not so valuable compared to that aeroplane that comes down on the ground also. So others say that if the Shaykh is just flying by Allah Ta'ala, that is a high position he's got. But that Shaykh who comes down and picks up passengers and flies with them to Allah Ta'ala, he comes down, he picks up 500 passengers, 600 passengers, and he takes them to Allah Ta'ala. And he prepares them in such a way that each one of them, they become an aeroplane. And they pick up, each one picks up another 500-600 people and takes them and flies away to Allah Ta'ala. What is that value? So our mashayikh also, how much time they give us and they do our tarbiyah, they guide us, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us this also to become like that. So this ash'ar where Hazrat is taking us and explaining us the value of these places. So this Hajj is that occasion that a person goes and he sees Kaaba Sharif. And to see it physically. And then Allah gives that tawfiq, that himmat of ours. No matter what the crowds are, it is on our himmat. If you got that courage, you will reach right till the Kaaba. You will reach Multazam. And if we haven't got the courage, you will stay far. The crowd is too big. Can't manage it. But in that crowd, there are those people who reach there. And it is all to do what is in our heart. How much that earnestness Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. So to be there and to be at the Kaaba Sharif. And as we mentioned, that photography of animate objects are haram. To take picture of the Kaaba Sharif is jais. It's not an animate. But if there wasn't even that, today when we did, if a person never saw a Kaaba Sharif, not in a picture also, and he goes the first time, and he sees Kaaba Sharif, what awe will overtake him, what love will overtake him. But when we have seen it whole life already, now it is just something that we saw, and now we are going to go and see it again. There is a great difference in there also. Same thing with Rauza-e Mubarak, if a person never saw Masjid-e Nabawi in a picture also. And he never saw Rauza-e Mubarak, and he goes there the first time, and now he suddenly sees Rauza-e Mubarak. What will that be? And so, Jannat, nobody has seen Jannat. It has been described. Quran Sharif is full. Hadith Sharif is full. Ulama explained. But a picture of Jannat, nobody has seen that. And when we will see Jannat, just the scene of Jannat, the Hurul Een, it is mentioned, will say, when a person for up to 40 years will just be gazing in amazement. They say, nothing else to do, only to look. You're only looking so long. 40, what will it be? So Allah Ta'ala bless us that a person, that earnest yearning of seeing Kaaba Sharif. And if Allah brings us to that, Allah bless me, bless us all, that every time we go as though it is the first time. And all our ibadat also, it is such that we have to exploit. That even our Ramadan comes, we pass our Ramadan such a way that we realize, I never ever knew what Ramadan was before this. It is 10 days, I never knew before what the 10 days were. Perhaps many of us are such that before the 10 days came and went, and we didn't even know what the value was. But the more, and oh, it opens more. Everything of deen has got great value and it opens more. And then, of course, is the great ibadat of qurbani also. That let us make this qurbani, fatibu biha nafsa. Open our hearts and make qurbani. Not that the prices are very high. From before already, it's in our mind. I can't afford it. It's too expensive. Or by force, just by force I'm doing it. No, open our hearts and make the qurbani. Get involved in the qurbani. All the aspects of hajj, let us be in our minds, be present there. And then our qurbani also, we take part in it fully. Alhamdulillah, a few brothers we met who have already started to go and look for qurbani animals. May Allah make it like that also, and we go and we look for it, and it's an ibadat. It's a great ibadat to take the family, the children, get them in the groove also. And when the qurbani days come, then we look even more forward, and the qurbani, we take part in it. All these things, let us become part and parcel of it, mentally, physically, emotionally, in every way. Allah has given us this opportunity. It's every moment that is gone, it's gone, never to return. In the morning, every day, Malaika announce that this day in your life, make the best of it. This day will never come back in your life again. And if we filled it with emptiness, how terrible. Worse if we filled it with sin. With all wrong that we, and especially these valuable days, if we fill them with sin. May Allah forgive us for our ghaflat of our whole life. And one great ibadat is tawbah also. We spend our lives in ghaflat, in guna, open sinning, open recklessly we sin in front of Allah Ta'ala. And we had no remorse of it also. Never felt anything. May Allah let us have that tawbah, that sincerity, and receive forgiveness. May Allah bless us with the barakat of all. And our Islamic year, every year comes and goes, and it's filled with this anwarat and with this barakat. It is all for us to take. It is like the train that is coming and delivering, and it comes right to our door in our lives, and it's delivering, and we don't take the delivery. What it is delivering to us, what has been couriered to us, and we just have to accept it, but we are refusing to accept it also. May Allah let us realize the value of our lives, the value of Iman in Islam, of Quran Sharif, of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let us move forward. Allah give us tawfiq, and we beg of Allah for His mercy, for His forgiveness. We are weak in every way. May Allah guide us all to every righteousness in every way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله